Shutdown stalemate.
Let's step back from the brink and get back to work.
Cutting a path through the California mud.
We are very pleased that the 101 is open now.
New store. No cashiers. No problem.
You just go in, pick what you want, just walk out.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the government shutdowns into a third day and the first weekday since funding ran dry. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports on efforts to try to end it.
Senate leader Mitch McConnell came to the floor late last night.
The shutdown should stop today.
With an offer to fund the government until February 8th. And a pledge to turn to dreamers after that.
It would be my intention to proceed to legislation that would address DACA, border security, and related issues.
But his intention did not satisfy Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
We have yet to reach an agreement on a path forward that would be acceptable for both sides. For that reason, I object.
He wants an ironclad assurance that Congress will provide legal status to 700,000 young immigrants currently protected by the soon-to-expire DACA program.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. Over the weekend, Senator Schumer accused President Trump of being as hard to pin down on immigration as Jell-O. And yesterday, members of both parties said senior members of the president's staff, namely aide Stephen Miller, have complicated matters, steering the president away from a possible compromise they claim he'd been open to in talks. The White House strongly disputes that characterization. Barring a breakthrough by midday today, the shutdown threatens to drag on, leaving hundreds of thousands of federal workers furloughed and many agency doors locked.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The shutdown means death benefits for military families have been stopped. It also means payments for funerals and burials are suspended. That happened in 2013 as well. The Fisher House Foundation stepped forward then and contributed to families who had lost loved ones. And it now says it will do so again, assisting the families of two service members killed in a helicopter crash Saturday in California. Only an act of Congress can overturn the suspension of death benefits.
Well, a new TSA action focuses on air cargo from five mostly Muslim countries, Egypt, Jordan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Growing concern about terrorists sneaking a bomb onto an airplane is prompting this emergency order from the TSA administrator that's going to require airlines to provide additional specific information about all cargo they plan to bring into America. Information like where a package is coming from, who sent it, how it was sent, where it has it been since it's been mailed, where it's going, and its contents. A TSA official told CBS News these countries were chosen because of a demonstrated intent by terrorist groups to attack aviation from them. This is all intel driven.
In Lake Wales, Florida, two makeshift bombs went off in a shopping mall.
People here shopping, just enjoying a Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening with their family. And literally, boom.
Deputy Police Chief Troy Schultz says no one was hurt. Other devices were found in a bag. Police are looking for a person of interest. In Southern California, officials have reopened a long stretch of Highway 101 that's been closed since the major mudslides earlier this month. Kevin Taylor with the Montecito Fire Department says a lot of work is needed to get other areas back in shape.
We want you to get to your homes, back to work, and to reopen your businesses as soon as it's safe.
The mudslides destroyed or damaged hundreds of homes, killed 21 people, two people still listed as missing. Vice President Mike Pence is in the Middle East after stops in Egypt and Jordan. He's now in Israel.
Citizens of Israel.
As he was about to speak to the country's ruling body, the Knesset, a fight broke out as Arab legislators looked to disrupt the speech. Some were led away.
Please, Mr. Vice President, I apologize.
It is deeply humbling for me to stand before this vibrant democracy.
Pence drew heavy criticism earlier from Arab leaders over the Trump administration's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. For the past year, Amazon's been testing a store with no cashiers. Now it's ready to go.
An app lets you scan and pay for items on your smartphone and just leave.
I got some lunch, some cookies, and some cereal.
A thumbs up from the Amazon employees testing the AI system.
You just go in, pick what you want, just walk out.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that.
Amazon has cameras. It has video cameras in the store.
Professor Pedro Domingo says they'll help Amazon grasp and eventually anticipate a shopper's needs.
They can learn all sorts of things. Her facial expression as she's looking at the shelves.
Amazon claiming that cutting out human cashiers will help it keep prices low. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Well, 13 years ago, the New England Patriots won the franchise's third Super Bowl with a win over the Philadelphia Eagles. Those two teams will square off in 2 weeks in Super Bowl 52. The defending champ Patriots rallied to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars in the AFC title game 24-20, delighting fans in Foxborough.
It was a very tough game, but we always pull it out in the second half. We are a second-half team.
And in Philadelphia, fans celebrated early and often as the Eagles soared over the Minnesota Vikings 38-7 to take the NFC championship.
This wasn't supposed to be that easy, but it feels great, man. It feels great.
Hollywood stars came out last night for the Screen Actors Guild Awards.
There was a clear winner at the SAG Awards.
Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, which tells the story of a mother seeking justice after her daughter is killed, won the top prize, Outstanding Cast in a Motion Picture.
Frances McDormand.
And its star, Frances McDormand, won Best Actress. Other winners last night,
Gary Oldman,
included Gary Oldman, who portrays Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. Hollywood's ongoing sexual harassment controversy was not forgotten.
And Rosanna, you are one of those voices. You're one of the silence breakers, and we all owe you a debt of gratitude.
Actress Marissa Tomei paid tribute to Rosanna Arquette, one of the early accusers of disgraced producer Harvey Weinstein. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the SAG Awards in Los Angeles.
There's a fresh analysis of young people facing mental health issues in this country. Here's CBS's Peter King.
The State of Mental Health report says more than 8% of children 11 to 17 years old suffer from severe depression.
And we're waiting too long to diagnose kids and too long to give them the proper services.
Via Skype, Mental Health America CEO Paul Gianfrido says at least half of those young people say they've had suicidal thoughts. More than three quarters of that group haven't received any kind of help. He says mental health has to be treated like cancer or heart disease.
Can intervene early.
Peter King, CBS News.
Well, back in 2014, Bradley Hardison won a donut eating contest put on by police in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. The notoriety led to his arrest for several recent break-ins. Now the 27-year-old Hardison's in trouble again, charged with breaking into a donut shop. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.